The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
I am Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
As you know, I've been dealing with an addiction to pornography for the last 35 years. I think I've been dealing with the source of my problem for probably 50 years. And I still struggle with that today. Feeling of not being good enough, not being able to measure up, that I'm on my own. But thanks to groups like this, even though I still tend to hold back way more than I'd like to and than I probably should, I still feel your love and support. I feel that acceptance. Particularly of importance to me, I feel understood and accepted and loved, even with that understanding of who I am. I think there's a great lie that Satan has convinced so many of, including probably all of us, that this program helps break the myth of the lie. I felt like I was one of very few out there with my problem. No one talks about it, other than the brethren occasionally, and that you shouldn't view pornography. But of course, that he was talking to me, not the hundreds or thousands that were out there, or millions. But coming to these meetings and seeing rooms continually fill up and continually fill up with similar stories of mine time and time again, different specifics, but the same root cause, I know I'm not alone. And I know just by recent experiences, and I feel like I'm a real babe in recovery compared to so many of you with 10, 20 years sobriety. I feel like I'm just barely starting to trust enough to get past the fear to speak up. But every time I have, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's an elders quorum president, I hear and see the same pain. I see people with direct experience or relatives or sons or friends with the exact same situation that I'm in. I've heard of lives taken over this. I've heard of scores of marriages lost. Probably a dozen losses of marriages in my own family between all the different times. And it just tears my heart up that we almost never have talked about it. And there's so much understanding and support and healing that comes from talking. So even though we say at the beginning of the lesson, this is an anonymous and confidential group, we know this group's not. And I so wish, my greatest wish is if we can do whatever we can do, that we can just blow the lid off this and scream it on the rooftops like we've heard several times. Scream it over the pulpit. Just, I mean, I keep hearing time and time again, oh, you can't be that open. You can't. No, back up. Told a bishop, I want to just get up and bear my testimony and just, oh, no. I can see he's probably going to faint if I ever do that. But I'm so convinced that that is the answer. Get it out of the closets and get the shame and the individual suffering to go away. And I know not only the power of God, but I know the power of Satan. I know he is real. And I know there are so many listening to this broadcast, either because they're afraid to go to a meeting, or maybe they just can't, but they're losing the battle. But I want to bear witness that you're not alone. And every day you try, you're winning. It's a marathon that goes on our whole lives. And every time you fall and get up, try again. I don't care if you make it for 20 minutes. If you're trying, you're winning. And I tried for 5 years coming to meetings before I found more than a month of sobriety. Boy, talk about pulling my hair out. But I've learned recovery comes far less by what I do than by what God does. Every time I focus on something, I can almost rest assured I'm not going to heal in that area until I move on to something else, because God's going to convince me he's behind my healing. And time again, he blesses me with miracles when I most need them. I could go on and on, talk about people in my work, people in my family that I've had experiences in. Like every time I talk to someone, they've got a problem. There's just so much struggling out there, and I feel for it. Feel for those people that don't have help, that feel like they're alone. And I just bear my witness that you're not alone. God loves you. And I appreciate each of you. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.